All right, so Happy New
Happy New
Year
Year.
2021. This is Kay Spears and Chef Andrew with Nutritious Meats Delicious. I'm
And
nutritious,
I'm delicious.
and we are going to be talking about our New Year's goals versus resolutions. So just hang tight a second, and we'll be right back. All right. Well, we get asked this every year, and I've done lots of talks over this, and the whole thing about a resolution versus a goal, and just things that are actually action words that versus passive words.
Right.
And so, what do we talk about with that? What is your take on it? What we say?
Well, we talk about resolution is to resolve something, and usually what 80% of resolutions are compromised by the end of January. And so putting yourself with goals as opposed to resolutions, and resolutions are things that we have the same ones. Most people have the same ones every January. Hopefully, you got through this December without the Christmas 20 pounds, thanks to our podcasts and how to shop and cook and get through the holidays without all the sugar and bad stuff.
I don't think people could afford between the COVID 20 and the Holiday 20, we were hopefully helping people maintain and not gain, but I know it's hard and we have to be realistic. And really, we hope everyone had just a blessed New Year's and holidays. And so, it really is, I believe, about 2021 of being not just physically, but mentally, spiritually, physically balanced.
Right. And the resolutions that we set up for ourselves, a lot of them are set up without goals. And so they're just kind of blanket resolutions about I want to save money this year. I want to eat better this year. I want to be healthier this year. I want to get more exercise this year. Well, unless there's a goal and a plan to go along with that, then you can't really plan your work and work your plan.
Exactly. And for those of you out there, just so you know, since COVID, we have kind of kicked our virtual practice in gear. We've got a virtual culinary program to help you. We've got the virtual programs with mental health and neurofeedback, gut health, detoxification, 5-week resetting your metabolism, and kind of getting back on track. So we're going to help you with some of those, and just kind of helping you set up some goals that can be something that can take you all the way through 2021 and isn't just a resolution that's going to fizzle out within 4 weeks. So,
Right. So part one here, Kay is going to talk to you. Kay and I are going to talk to you about the new, better, healthier you mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. And then part two, I'm going to take the lead and we're going to talk about how to eat healthier this new year and what that really means.
So let's start out by, I have a five-week reset your metabolism that I created years ago. And so the cool thing about setting goals, having a 5-week goal, a 3-month goal, a 6-month goal if you choose, or even a year goal, doing it in increments is, first of all, 5 weeks, we can do anything for 5 weeks. And so what we do with our reset the metabolism is we take away processed foods, sugar, alcohol, because if you think about it, 5 weeks goes so fast. I mean, look how fast, the holidays came around, and next thing you know, we're already 2021. So for 5 weeks, we can cut out these things and just kind of detox our bodies, give our livers a break, and just kind of feel better and kind of reset. Women typically lose 12 to 18 pounds of body fat. And men lose 18 to 25 pounds. So 5 weeks is a good, getting your calendar out and from start to finish, just saying, okay, for the next 5 weeks, I'm going to detox not only my body physically, but also thoughts and emotionally, and kind of getting our mental health and our well-being. So pretty much when we're eating foods that are toxic and full of sugar, it doesn't make us feel good. And so then our mental state, isn't in a state of homeostasis, which isn't balanced. So
I think a lot of people call that emotional eating.
yeah, exactly.
I'll
So
show you, I'll hurt me.
yeah. So we're gonna detox all of that and kind of set a 5-week plan of a goal, which you can look at that and say, okay, I just want to, you know, kind of reset and get and lose 10 pounds, or I want to look at the calendar and decide, okay, I'm going to go to the gym or even do home workouts. You know, because of COVID, a lot of people are doing the home workouts and getting the home workout. So putting on a calendar, okay, from 6 to 7 every day, 5 days a week, I'm going to do this workout is a great place to start.
Right? Calendars, scheduling, and personal self-accountability is key.
Right. Yes. Yes. So then after you kind of get through that 5 week, so for me personally, I want to do my 5 week reset metabolism. And so then I was thinking, okay, so after I finish this 5 week, what is it that me personally that I would want to do? And everybody's different, of course, but then it's about, okay, I don't want to go and gain, more muscle on and have this surrounding fat. I have a lot of people that come see me from CrossFit and you can tell they're super fit, but they've got this layer of fat around that muscle. And so the 5 week reset, the metabolism kind of gets that layer of body fat down so you can see that muscle mass. Weights are very important. Strength training is huge. And so for me personally, that 5 week is kind of detoxing my body and mind and spirit. And then after that, it's about maybe hiring a trainer or, you know, dedicating, you know, so many days to circuit training or using bands or whatever the case may be, going and buying some 5 and 10 and 15 pound dumbbells, right? And you've always helped me with that part. I mean, you can actually do a lot of exercises with just very few pieces of equipment.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So that would be kind of the next step for me. So then it would be, you know, for the next 4 or 5 months of really just working on the intensity training and building muscle. And then of course, through the year is kind of, okay, now that we've detoxed the body and everything, coming up with a realistic lifestyle program, that's something you can do for the rest of your life, that you can maintain your weight and your health and not feel like you're, you know, I always say a lifestyle program isn't going to work long term if you're feeling like you're deprived and you have no flexibility and, you know, no room for kind of veering off or having cheat days or weddings and different events that come up. So after you go through this training, the rest of it is just coming up with something comfortable so that you're not on this yo-yo, right, where you're gaining and losing and gaining and losing, because that's never a good place to be.
Right. And I think maybe something to talk about that I think is something that I see that you set people up for success with is supplementation. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, kind of like what I'm going to get into food later is with this setting them up to succeed is giving them a realistic supplement plan with the proper supplements. There's a lot of, because it's not regulated, mm-hmm. right? There's a lot of supplements out there that are, the one vitamin C versus another vitamin C is night and day.
Right.
And so maybe
vitamin C most of the time, sorry to interrupt,
that's okay.
is made from, you know, corn, which is a genetically modified food, or there's sugar in it. And so you're not really getting the benefits. And so also it's not the end all be all. One supplement is the cure for everything. It's
yeah. I mean, multivitamins can have up to 24 different things in them. And, yeah. and so you're not really getting what you need. So it's about realizing what you need, getting the best quality that you can, and seeing an expert such as Kay Spears and have her put together a program for you and then setting yourself up for the whole week. Right. We know that we don't take them as often if we don't have them already preset.
Well, that's true. And I think that you'll talk about that in the second one is I really to set yourself up for success is you have to have prep days. You have to boil your eggs and put your nuts, you know, in bags, and you have to kind of really make sure that you're setting yourself up for success. And you're making me laugh. I don't know what's so funny. You're such a comedian. Anyway, so we just have lots of little snacks and foods. You can actually have 2 crock pots, right? That you can make.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And like you said, just a prep day of cooking off chicken and chopping lettuce and pre-making some salads and pre-making some salad dressings and get yourself ready so that your refrigerator, every time you're hungry, you don't reach for the so-called
just anything
bar that's not nearly as nutritious as they claim to be on the wrapper.
Exactly. Yes. And we always talk about the snap lids and the Pyrex with the snap lids, things that you can actually make in crock pots and then freeze, make some chili, make enough for, you know, make a big batch and be able to freeze that and label it and put the tape, you know, on the container and label it with the date. So you want to have things that are, so when you, on the days when you're super, super busy and you're just tired, you're not going to run to that fast food. You're going to go home and think about something you can take out of the freezer and make quickly for you and your family that's going to be packed full of nutrition and is not going to throw you off your game for your program.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So lots of things, you know, that we can do to set up short-term goals, goals for success, setting yourself up for success. And, you know, we always talk about with salads and stuff, cutting up vegetables, making sure you have the Bragg's apple cider vinegar with the avocado oil. We always laugh about, I don't even know who wrote the book, but I still think it's such a great book, is Why Skinny Chicks Don't Eat Salads. And it's not that salads are bad, but when you start putting ranch dressing and corn and croutons and all these things on your salad, thinking, oh, well, I'm eating salad, you've just, you know, consumed thousands of calories in a salad.
Right.
Yeah. So those are some good starts for the new year. And I know it's going to be awesome. And there's just so many things. We're here to help you again with neurofeedback and mental health and gut health and just resetting your metabolism and just detoxing. If you want to know what kind of detox is appropriate for you, there's a difference between a liver detox and a colon cleanse. And so, you know, we have all these virtual programs that we can set you up with, and we want to help you have an awesome, successful 2021, right? It's going to be, we're turning that corner from COVID 2020, and this is going to be the year to make a difference in your health, because the greatest gift of life is our health. Without our health, we can't do much at all, right?
That's right. Check us out at kspears.com for all this information and contact, and
we have a new website.
Yeah, right? We have recipes, we have podcasts, we have you can contact us, you can set yourself up for a consultation with Kay. Just, you know, spill the beans on the way you're feeling and the way you want to feel and what your goal is, and Kay will help you get there.
Yeah, and we've got so my website, kspears.com, is new. We've put a lot into it to provide tools for you, but then Chef Andrew has his own website now.
I do.
Yeah. So tell him about that, your blog and stuff that you're doing.
Yeah. ChefAndrewCarlo.com. It has recipes, my blogs. It will have this podcast on there. We have another blog, a more extensive blog about what we're going to talk about in part two, about eating healthier this year.
All right. So yes, this is coming from Kay Spears, nutritionist, and Chef Andrew, Nutritious Meets Delicious. I'm nutritious.
And I'm delicious.
All right. Happy 2021.
Absolutely.